Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Everyone, welcome here on LA Talk Radio. And as always, a fantastic show for you today. Exceptional. You're going to learn a lot. And I'm also going to tell you how you can get more and more, not only by replaying and downloading the show on my webpage here on LA Talk Radio, but also by picking up my special author's book in just a little while. But you won't want to go anywhere. We're going to teach you how to do something called quantum thinking. Oh, I know. I hear you guys already. You've heard it. You've heard me interview folks from What the Bleep, you know, and many spiritual leaders. You've heard me talk to so many people about, you know, the new world type of thinking. What is that new world? And let's get out of the old world. Let's try to do that. And that's what we're going to do today and really expand our thinking. You know, it's so interesting because I find when I'm doing therapy that when I ask patients who are new, who come in, and they tell me, I've had therapy before, I always say, what was it that really helped you along? What were some of the principles that really helped you cope with certain life situations or certain feelings about yourself, relationships, etc.? And one of the most common things I hear is they tell me that it's about someone who encouraged them to open up their mind, think out of the box, create their own life's goals, and to do it without all the noise of everyone else's opinion, to find deep within what you need for you. And then I get to work with that because they're pretty much enlightened. They've already known, you know, how to go within. But sometimes what we do is we try to uncover and go deep to really explore intuition, getting information from our higher self, as we say. And you know I talk about that a lot. And you've also heard of quantum physics, of course. That's the big thing going on and has been for quite a long time. But today we're going to talk about a concept called quantum think. Quantum think. It's a great concept. And what we're going to do is explore this new world for you with my special guest today. Her name is Diane Collins. You've heard of her before. Guys, come on. She's all over the place. She's what I would call an original thinker, of course, a media personality, and one of the foremost thought leaders of our time. Diane is the author of the six-time award-winning bestseller. Six-time, guys. We're going to be talking about that today. It's Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And we're going to hear it from Diane herself, but, you know, she's really dedicated to people, as you can tell when you read this book, to live more joyful lives, masterful lives. You know what I'm saying? You get to be the master through leaps in awareness, what I was just talking about a little bit earlier, and new thinking with what she calls the physics of the mind. And she created the new system we're going to be talking about today called Quantum Think. Really living the highest and best in everyday practical life. And what is so cool about this book is Diane integrates science, philosophy, spirituality, and, you know, drawing on a lot of sources that really range from cutting-edge innovations in science to the wisdom of the world's greatest spiritual leaders, which she's been around and lectured with, been a special guest with, and appeared with. And of course, she works with many different countries, many different corporations to help them. She's been on over more than 300 radio and TV shows. She's a blogger at the Huffington Post. She's a recipient of the Top 20 Conscious Entrepreneurs Award. I mean, it goes on and on. So we can talk more about that, but without further ado, let's bring up Diane Collins on the air here. Hey, Diane. How are you,
Hello,
girl?
Hello, Dr. Michelle. I am so excited to be with you in conversation with everyone, as I'm always aware of the total field of us listening.
Yes.
And in beyond space-time, everyone here live and everyone listening on the archives as well.
Oh, you said it. And it's lovely to have you. You're awesome, as I said to you earlier. You're amazing. And your book is... You know, people got to read this. They really have to open up their minds and get into this, because this really is, it is constructive. It's not off, woo, you know. I have a lot of people who call me and say, okay, that guest was way out there, too airy-fairy.
You do get that?
And but this one's real practical.
Grounded, right.
and based on scientific principles, and also, you know, is what we say, cognitive behavioral and insight principles in psychology. So you're
amazing.
Well,
you know, I think you brought up something you brought up a lot of things of importance when you, in your intro remarks, Dr.
Yeah.
Michelle.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, one of it is that when you said people come into you and they say, oh, I've been in therapy before.
Yeah.
You hear about quantum think or quantum principles and they say, oh,
yeah,
I've heard that before.
Right, right.
And the fact is that when we come into something with that already knowing, which is okay. This is what I call, quantum think is an actual system of thinking. It's a system of 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness. Because I thought, well, we know a little bit of, you know, there's a whole new paradigm of reality that came from quantum science. I'm not a scientist, and I'm not a practitioner, a health practitioner, a mental practitioner.
Yeah, sure.
But I did study philosophy, psychology, physics, metaphysics. I went through the whole thing because I wanted to know from a very early age why, if we have 6,000 years of wisdom available at the touch of a smartphone, how is it that we're still not living it?
Yes.
And because we all know what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you
exactly.
have so many wonderful guests and you yourself, and we all have the wisdom and the knowledge, and if we don't, again, we can get it, you know, in a nanosecond.
Right.
So my quest in life, and I think my purpose in life has been to discover a way that we become the integration of this wisdom. How do we become the walking, talking embodiments of it?
Yeah.
And to the extent that, and I do want to talk a little bit about what is distinctive about quantum think that people, you know, what's different about it?
Yeah.
Why should I care about this rather than any other?
Exactly.
And it's not really a comparison. It's just that each of us have our own way that the wisdom comes uniquely through us.
Sure.
This isn't just me. This is every single one of us.
That's
and this
right.
is part of quantum thinking, by the way, is to have that realization and to tap into that in yourself.
That's right.
But what I was going to say is that to the extent that we are what I call, and I borrow this term from physics, we're in a least action pathway thought or belief or conclusion.
Yep.
Least action being a hyphenated word. The least consciously awakened action. The least, the most mechanical action.
Right.
And that's what I want to explain. There's nothing wrong. What if there's nothing wrong with us, Michelle?
Yeah.
And I say there isn't anything wrong with us, but
we'll
get to that. But to the extent that we're in any kind of least action pathway, and of course, we come to every situation knowing.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't survive.
Well,
so
that's true.
It's not like there's something wrong with coming to it knowing.
Right.
But one of the actual practices in quantum think is to listen from not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you have to do it mm-hmm. as a conscious act.
Mm.
Because to the extent that you come into any situation, whether you're listening, and I practice this with my husband and partner in business of mm-hmm. 25 years,
right.
Alan Collins,
over
breakfast every
day. I love
day,
that.
To the extent that you come into, like, I know you, or I know
yes.
what you're going to say, or
yes.
I know what this person's going to say, or
yeah.
I know what that politician is going to say. Well, there we can guess along. We can be a little more
right.
accurate. But the idea of it is for each one of us,
mm-hmm.
when
yes.
we can listen from not knowing,
right.
a whole world opens up
yes.
of discovery.
Mm.
And of actually tapping in to the intelligent energy field.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a field
mm-hmm. yes.
of energy, as Deepak says it, informed by intelligence, and the field is conscious.
Right.
And we're not separate from it.
Well,
so
I agree.
To the extent that we can come even into this conversation right
yes.
now,
mm-hmm.
and just listen from not knowing.
Right.
And let's just have that intent. I'm creating
it
for all of us right now, including myself.
Yes. Teach me. By the way, in case you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, guys. My special guest today, world-renowned 6-time award-winning author, Diane Collins. We're talking about her new book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And it is. It's a great read, guys. It didn't take me that long to get through it either, because it's easy.
Really?
It's very comfortable.
A lot of people say, oh, yeah, I couldn't finish it. It was too big.
No.
I mean, don't scare people.
Hey, it's not
meant
no.
to be read slowly.
It is.
But,
well,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you have those 21 principles that you cover, too. And that's what people want, I think, today, are give me some principles.
People want the practical.
Yes.
You know, I used to go, and I just want to say, just to say a little bit,
yeah.
to plug my book a little bit. You know, we write a book so that people will read it.
That's right. That's
otherwise, right. I'm not going to be embarrassed about that. But it's in two parts. Part one, wake up. Why should we quantum think? That's the
yeah.
maverick part of me, and I like entertainment. So I
there you go.
I did. I know you're an you've
yes.
been in the entertainment business. So I hope you found it entertaining.
Oh yeah.
And you know, to make it conversational. You know, to take a big subject
right.
and say, you know, let's simplify this, folks. Let's see, what
mm-hmm.
did I discover,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then part two, oh, I'm not just saying you should quantum think, I'm saying here, you can, here's the system, here are the principles, here are the practices,
yeah.
and
yeah.
what we're really doing, it's not like I know something and you don't.
Right.
What we're doing, and this is the intent of this book, is that you connect to your own awareness.
Yes.
As you read.
Yes.
Now, that's what happens, I'm sure, when we listen
right.
in these kind of conscious conversations, or a client, right, a patient
right.
comes into
right.
you,
yeah.
you're distinguishing something in
mm-hmm.
the conversation together.
Yes. Exactly.
Because the person listening is actively distinguishing it in their own awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
when you're quantum thinking, the very first principle is holistic and holographic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a universe mm-hmm. of whole systems
mm-hmm.
interpenetrating one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start to look at a conversation
all right.
As one whole. Whereas,
right.
well, I should bring up the premise right now and just say it real quick.
Let's do it.
But you, okay, rather than in parts. Now,
yes.
this was what I call my great revelation.
Okay.
As you know,
yes.
along the way, you realize as you think, so you become.
Right.
Or
right.
as I like to say, when
yeah.
you master your mind, you master your life. The
yes.
Buddha said all you are is a result of what you have thought.
Mm-hmm.
The Upanishads, the Vedic scriptures of India say it. The Christian and Judaic Bible say it. Aristotle said it.
That's right.
Anais Nin
yeah.
said,
yes.
you know, like,
yeah.
so anyone who was any kind of a thinker at all, you come to this conclusion. And I say it like this. Your mind is your life, and you are not your mind.
Right.
Your mind is your life. So what we're talking about when mm-hmm. we're quantum thinking is mm-hmm. actually creating a new relationship with our mind. And
right.
by mind, what I mean is what we hold in awareness.
Yes.
And that includes
mm-hmm.
thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It includes the heartstrings. It includes soul, you know, what we call soul impulses.
Yes.
It includes all of the above.
Right.
So
right.
when I say your mind is your life, whatever fills our mind right now is giving us our experience in this moment.
Yes.
At the same time, you are not your mind. Your mind is your life, and you are not your mind. In quantum worldview, which is an emerging new worldview, as you mentioned, it's paradoxical all the way through.
It is.
It's two seemingly you know, incongruent facts or events that are actually true at the same time. They're valid at the same time. So who are we if we're not? Our mind is our life because it's giving us our experience. But you are not your mind because you and I are also simultaneously that unbounded awareness.
Right.
Who is that part of us which can become aware of what's in our mind, of what's crossing our mind, of what's coming through our mind.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I'm talking a lot, but I have to say the premise. And
this is great. This is setting
it up. But I want to get to the premise.
Right,
so
exactly.
What I discovered is that, and I actually learned this in a conversation many years ago with, I don't know if you've ever interviewed Dr. Fred Alan Wolfe, who was in the movie What the Bleep.
Right.
Did you ever meet him? Or?
I have spoken with his PR people, but he is not one of the Bleep folks that I interviewed. But, I mean, I love his work. He's amazing.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
He's brilliant, and he's a good friend, and I call him my mentor. And I said, can I be your official?
He is.
He wrote the foreword to Do You Quantum Think.
Oh.
But anyway, thank you, Fred. And I learned a lot from him. And one of the things that he taught me, we were meeting on a television project actually years ago that never actually came about, but it was great because I got to spend a week with him with other independent TV producer working on something like this.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Anyway,
right.
So I said, Fred, I'm very sorry. I haven't read all your books. He said, don't worry. You can cram my head. So very funny, too.
He is.
So
funny.
I said, you know, he taught me that when scientists make discoveries, they invent about the nature of reality. They invent new terminology.
Right.
And then that term comes into the language, and then through the language, it comes into our thinking, and through our thinking, our way of life. Mm-hmm. And I use in Do You Quantum Think the example that everyone knows, Quantum Leap.
Yes.
So Quantum Leap came from the discovery of the father of quantum mechanics, Max Planck, who discovered energy doesn't move in a smooth, continuous flow. He said it bursts in packets of energy that he called quanta, hence the term quantum. So it actually means an amount or the smallest measurable unit of energy.
Right.
Again, I'm not a scientist, but I study it assiduously.
That's right.
But anyway, so you take this term, and then it came into the English language by my research in 1927, so we couldn't even think of a quantum leap before that.
Exactly.
And then eventually it becomes in everyday colloquial conversation. So we now use that term, quantum leap,
That's
to mean anything that is discontinuous with the past, an abrupt shift, change, transformation, shift of state. Right?
Right,
so
exactly.
All know there was a TV show, Quantum Leap, you know, everyone knows the term.
Yeah, exactly.
But what my revelation was, well, wait a minute. You know, I was like always a deep thinker, studied philosophy, psychology, studied everything, metaphysics, the whole deal. And I thought, well, wait a minute. It's a universe of systems.
Right.
It's
right.
the whole system.
Right.
It's the whole thinking system. And there was this great quantum leap in science that went from the 17th century. And I know that a lot of your listeners, as you said, you've had the other people on. I listened to your show with Joe Dispenza.
Yes.
It's great.
I love him.
And so people who are talking around these terms. Mm. But that was the big quantum leap. That, like, how did they get from classical physics, where they declared in the 17th century, only physical matter is real.
Right, correct. And
then
the
shift from Einstein and forward to now, present moment, and the quantum physicists who followed him. Well, wait a minute. It's a multidimensional universe.
Right.
It's more like a giant mind.
Yeah,
so we went
it
from
is.
This giant machine-like universe mm-hmm. to a giant mind. Now, you look at it. Now, look, you're a psychologist. You look at, and by the way, it was called the classical mechanical worldview.
Mm-hmm.
So what quantum think, what I'm saying as a premise mm-hmm. is that although we love to think of ourselves as independent free thinkers, mm-hmm. you know, choosing our thoughts every moment, well, we do have the opportunity in every moment to choose our thoughts from an infinite possibility place. But our thinking as a humanity is guided by the assumptions, beliefs, and ideas of the prevailing worldview, which comes to us mostly from science, also from theologians and other thinkers. But let's just take the science.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're in a quantum age. We have this expanded worldview. Mm-hmm. We know the quantum physics is now verifying in their research what the ancient wisdom, what's called the perennial wisdom, mm-hmm. or the wisdom, universal wisdom, common to most mastery traditions, have known, the idea that it's a multidimensional universe.
Yes.
That it is consciousness-based. Some people, you know, many people don't believe that, but you could say consciousness plays a significant role. I would say the significant role. Mind.
That's all we have. That's all we have.
Right?
That's right.
And that, and yet, we're still very much under the influence of the industrial age worldview in our thinking.
That's
even those of us on a conscious path who are aware of these quantum principles are still, as I say, in many ways, a mechanical worldview, universe as machine, the body as machine,
That's
this isn't working, cut it off.
Right?
So we haven't been... The institutions that we live in to this point, this is why we're seeing the breakdown of what is no longer effective. What did we study in traditional education?
Exactly.
The matter, the brain.
That's
we didn't study the power of intent. How do you use intuition, subtle energy, resonance, meditation, which I consider a faculty.
Right, exactly.
So this is how it plays out.
Yes.
Now look, you probably, I'm sure you know this. So anyway, that's what quantum, so what do you do, right? Because my thing is, my lot in life, Elena, how do we live this? That's nice.
Right.
Nice to know, but who cares?
Right, because they have this whole
new... What am I supposed to monitor every thought, thought at a time? And, you know, that would be agonizing, not to mention impossible.
You know, in psychology, they have this thing called mindfulness. You know, it's being aware of your thoughts and your actions, being in the now, being aware of what's going on. You know, it's very hard for people to take and make that switch, you know, of being in the now.
Well,
in the
there's
now, you know?
One of those things that we would say, and you're right, it has much to do with mindfulness. But just to complete on that, and then I'm through with my premise.
Yeah, that's good.
When you look at everything as a system and thinking as a system, that we can make a literal quantum leap to a new system, and the system is like a vortex. It takes you with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to monitor every single thought. That's the idea of these 21. Mm-hmm. I thought, put it all together. Here's the system. And at some point, Michelle, the system kicks in. So what you just said, it is about mindfulness. It is about awakened thinking beyond the conditioning of that, what I would call a stage of evolution or human development where we are now going beyond it, going beyond the automatic thoughts. And I want to talk about that with you because that's where we can really free people in this conversation. But one thing you said, so mindfulness, of course, is part and parcel of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But this system is very important. It's like you're looking from the principles rather than at them. So if you, I live in Miami Beach. Yeah. You're in LA,
nice,
right?
Nice area.
Where
yeah.
are you in LA, by the way?
I'm you know, generally in West Los Angeles. The studios are just close to that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Were you the person who was named something of West Los Angeles?
I don't think
I don't ever remember.
I'm something.
I was reading something about,
you know,
that
something's
the other day.
Got something
anyway,
about me in West LA.
It's like, if you want to know how to live in, you know, what's it like to live in Miami Beach? It's
right.
not a perfect analogy. And I could send you all the pictures. I could send you a video.
I could send you
a Cuban sandwich. I mean, you know, I mean.
I love Miami.
Right?
I love
detail.
That.
But you still wouldn't know how to, you're in Los Angeles. You've never been here.
Yeah.
If you came here, you're in the experience of it.
Right.
There's nothing you have to learn.
Yes.
You're just in the integrated experience.
Yes,
because,
exactly.
You know, we learn from experiential knowing.
Yes.
So that's what it's like. But so I wanted to get to back to the mindfulness comment you make, because you said, and if you don't mind me saying this, because I want to preface this by saying, I totally love, revere, honor, respect you, your brilliance,
your own
multidimensionality.
Well, I'm
and,
taking this
you know,
in.
I really do. I mean, you know, I've been studying you.
Oh.
I've always, you know,
so
listen
flattering.
And,
Thank
and
you.
Connect with whoever's show I'm going on. And,
yes.
you know, it's just very, really, really excited and impressed.
Wow.
By you and
well, thank you.
To be
thank
in this
you so
and
much.
Honored to be in, you know, that you made it available for me to share this.
Wow.
But I want so I that was a big preface to say
that was
the one thing you said.
Yes,
it's hard to do it.
Yes,
that is what we call in our work a least action pathway.
Yep.
It's not the truth because the very most I would say two most important underlying principles from a quantum worldview.
Yes.
One is that there are no absolute fixed ways that something is.
That's
now,
true.
The old world mechanical physical only objects are solid and fixed, push or pull to
right.
get something to
right.
happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
That has silently trained us to relate to reality, also because for survival,
right. Well,
to relate
right.
to our world as static and fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the dynamic back then? When you're looking in a one-dimensional, which is a very limited way of looking at reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard you on shows with people, and you say it a lot. You know, when you bring in your guests who are like, I was listening to the one, I guess that was recent, who, you know, had her spirit guides bring her up rather than her family.
Yeah. And
you know, and when you say, well, why do people have that kind of reaction?
Exactly.
Why can't we accept that?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been brought up unknowingly,
mm-hmm.
they're the best and the brightest of us,
yes.
in what I like to call a container for thinking.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That didn't allow for these other dimensions, the subtle energy dimension. I mean, we know they're real, but we've been brought up, for example, when you look in the physical, we look separate.
That's right.
We look different. Maybe
that
accounts for all the divisiveness and bigotry. It very well could.
Well, yes.
Because we're oriented at that stage of human development around the physical, even though I say the classical mechanical worldview sandwich.
Right.
I'll take matter, slice, leave the spirit on the side, and hold the soul.
That's
only
right.
now, right?
Yeah,
can
exactly.
we talk about these?
Yeah, exactly.
So
we
when
sure
you
can.
Say, so the two most important principles going back,
mm-hmm.
one is that there is no static. The nature of reality is that it's energy in flux.
Right.
It's always shifting
That's
and changing.
It. Right.
It's informed by intelligence.
Right.
It's conscious. And for whatever divine reason, mm-hmm. you and I, as ordinary human beings, we become the focal point
right.
of that energy, intelligent consciousness.
So we're shaping We're shaping that energy in flux by our own consciousness, is what you're saying, basically?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So when we land on something as fixed, so we have, you know, these least fashion pathways, the way the energy or the thought goes, simply because it's been that route before, and we know, you know, it probably does create neural connection pathways, but we know also neuroplasticity of the brain, that we can interrupt them, we can open up to, to much more. And so when you, when people say, and I hear this a lot, it's hard to do, it takes a long time, I would say in the area of transformation, and which is what you and I are working in, right, among other things,
right, exactly,
that transformation, there is one of the principles in quantum think is called transformation as distinct from change. It's a very important distinction.
Okay, so how is that different?
To change something, you have to keep the thing in place in order to change it. And so I use the example of an angry person. Let's say you think of yourself as an angry person, right? I don't know. That's just me. I'm just angry. I don't know how I got that way. Or maybe because I was pissed off at my parents. You know, I, you know, it doesn't matter. Because part of the old worldview thinking, by the way, we're not trading in one for another. And you said it clearly. It's an expansion. We're great. At the old, what I lovingly call old worldview thinking, the industrial age point of view, which taught us to, I was going to say, the process, observe the data,
right?
That looks separate from us.
That's right.
Observe the data, categorize the data, which was great. It gave us all the scientific disciplines, right? The specialties. Analyze the data. Make conclusions about the data, and then proceed to live from those conclusions as if they are the absolute truth.
That's right.
Where we get messed up.
That's right.
Because
that's
we forgot these two principles. One is, well, one I don't think we were ever really aware of, but the one is that, as you said, we're the ones shaping the reality by what we bring to it. So we know that we're not stuck with anything. So let's say the most, let's say the most exciting rather than the most challenging thing for us to deal with is to go, what is transformation as distinct from change? Transformation means to go beyond the current form. So how do you create? If we're want to become, you know, masters of our destiny, then, and we know that has everything to do with choice, and we know that we cannot choose to the extent that we're in automatic conditioned thoughts or behaviors or emotions of any kind, right?
That's
so
right.
This is
that's
the exactly awakening. Right. This is the, what we said before. At the same time, you're the transcendent self, the higher self, the awakened self. And you're also all the roles that you play that we call the ego persona, the personality, right?
Yes,
we are. You're Dr. Michelle, I'm Diane, whatever. We're women. And so an aspect of quantum thinking is that it's not an either or. Now, a lot of the, so going back to your comment, I know I'm going in circles, but I'm coming back. It's all one. No, if my husband hears this show, he'll go crazy. Why didn't you finish the thought? You know, that's when he tells me. But I say, no, but I came back to it.
That's He's a very cool guy, by the way.
Because it is all one whole conversation. But when you, we're just looking at different aspects. But when you say, when we say things like, okay, so just to finish on transformation. So in order to change something, you have to keep the thing in place. So in order to change angry person, you have to keep angry person in place. But we know from a quantum worldview, what you focus on expands. E equals MC squared. You know, what you energize with your attention is what you're concretizing, is what you're objectifying. So rather than focus on what you don't want and to change it, you know, have less of it or become mindful or, you know, not, I'm not saying anything against mindful, because mindful is important.
No,
but
it is.
It's all about changing
still thinking
the
about
anger.
It.
What we do when you're quantum thinking is you think, well, what state do I want to be in?
Right. Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you generate that.
Yes.
How do you generate it?
Yeah.
By declaring your intent, a statement of intent,
right.
Which is, you know what, I feel, you know, wake up in the morning, no matter what the circumstances are.
Yes.
This is the tricky part,
right.
Going beyond the circumstances.
Right.
Old worldview, circumstance rules.
Right.
You look at the circumstances,
that's
what
right.
did I conclude about that person
right.
or that situation or my life
right. Right.
or myself? New worldview, quantum worldview, intent rules. Intent's the dynamic of creation that we've each been divinely bestowed
right.
with.
That's really true. So when we're going to be intending on someone, on something, and you know, we're trying to change something, we don't want to be that angry person, or we don't want to identify ourselves as that person that's always getting dumped by relationships, because we identify ourselves as I have low self-esteem or whatever. So you really have to come in and change that old world thinking. So how can we change our intent? How can we declare, I am not that necessarily. I am not that. I choose to be something else. I choose to be not that. How do we make that transition? And by the way, before I have you answer the question, I want to let you guys know that we're on the air here with Diane Collins. She's the author of the six-time award-winning book, Do You Quantum Think? It's a new thinking that will rock your world. And that's exactly what we're talking about today, how to do that. And at the end of the show, we're going to also give you information about how you can listen to the show again and also get a hold of her book, which really is a great read. Which will rock your world, hopefully. So,
in the best of ways,
yes,
of course.
In the best of it. That's
well,
right.
You know, you. But thank you for that.
Oh,
you really asked Dr. Michelle the key question, right? Because that's what everyone wants to know.
We want to get to it. Right? Come on, girl. We want to get to it, right?
I'm right with you.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
So here's the other. Remember, I said there are two key underlying quantum worldview principles.
Right. Right.
One is that there are no static realities.
Mm-hmm.
The other, and this is key to the answer, to what I will answer, and I will give everyone an experience of it before we get off the air, so you can do it and you can free yourself forever, really, if you do this.
Yeah.
But the other important principle is that we exist in fields.
Yes.
And this is not, you know, of course, it's proven by the science, and we know that there is a constant energy exchange, energy intelligent, I like to say all of the above, exchange going on between us.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
there's even, you know, I learned from Edgar Mitchell,
the
idea of a quantum holography, which means that it comes from a German scientist, that every body, not just every person, but each object, what we would call body, in the universe, contains the whole event history of that object.
Right.
So it's it's available.
Right.
It's available. Because you say, well, how did we intuit that?
Right.
How did we know? How did I know my sister was going to call me? And that, because we have a very close, you know, obviously family connections are very close.
Right.
And there's a high intent level of intent there.
Right, right.
And so, but these things are not woo-woo. This is now discovered in science, called by Dr. Larry Dossey. It comes from the idea of non-locality, but he called non-local mind, that the mind is not located in time and space in the ordinary sense of a physical object, this glass of water on my desk.
Right, right.
It's therefore can connect in anywhere, something like the internet, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sublime, the infinite mind of humanity, what becomes real. Okay, so getting back to answer your question. So we exist in fields.
Right, okay.
And so every thought that comes, we exist in mind, you could call it a mind field. Right?
Right. Okay.
And we're connected
Yes.
And most of the time we're in chaotic fields. Like, let's say, or, you know, chaos isn't bad, but let's say, I can't think of the word that science uses, maybe you'll think of it, but coherent. Incoherent.
Okay.
Like,
all
you
right.
go into a shopping mall, right?
Right.
And there's a certain overall coherency because
right.
of the system called the mall, and everybody's there, all you know, right. with a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get that new dress.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, but then there are, you can create more coherent fields when, let's say, we're on this show together.
Right. Okay.
We have an intent
right.
for people to benefit from this conversation. That's becoming, this is a more coherent field
yes.
of
yes.
connection.
Right.
But the fields are always present. Now, people say often, you know, oh, I got spirit tapped me on the shoulder and I got the message or wherever, or even, you know, you don't want to think that esoterically.
Right.
You know, a genius wakes up. You go to sleep.
Right. Exactly.
With an intent for a solution to your problem.
Right.
And then you wake up middle of the night. Eureka!
Yeah,
I found it.
You got
Where
it.
Did it come from?
That's right.
Because we're in this intelligent field. Now, on a personal basis.
Yes.
We're picking up thoughts
that
I say aren't even ours.
Okay.
In quantum think, I call this the myth of choice.
Okay. And that's because we're sort of like receivers. It's like what we're tuned into, you know, out there, we're going to receive where we're at. Correct? Is that
sort of exactly right?
Yeah.
So here's the practice. Very simple. You can make a make a distinction between a thought that just visits, I call it now, I didn't say it in the book, thoughtosphere for fun, right? There's a biosphere around the earth, around the body.
Right.
There's a thoughtosphere, the mind field.
A thoughtosphere.
Make
like
a distinction.
Yes.
Between a thought that just visits.
Yes.
And a thought that you initiate. That you generate. That's the difference when you say mindfulness, right? Well, first becoming mindful of a thought. Where did that thought come from? Who knows? It doesn't even, most of the thoughts we have, I say, aren't even ours. But as you said brilliantly, we are the transmitter. We're the transmitter receiver. So we're picking up things.
Yes,
and so
exactly.
Here's the steps.
Right.
When a
right.
thought, Alan and I, Alan's my husband and
right.
partner and everything in
right,
life,
right.
master quantum thing, coach and consultant, that we say to our clients, let it fly by like a bird past your window. I like to use that a lot because it's graphic. You can, you know, visualize it.
Exactly.
And also because we live on the ocean in Miami Beach and there's a lot of birds flying
That's
past
right.
the window.
That's exactly right.
So he says,
That's
you know,
good.
You don't hop on the back of every bird that flies past your window.
Right.
Well, you don't have to hop on the back of every thought.
That's right.
For A, it's not the absolute truth.
You're right.
Just because you have a thought doesn't make it the truth.
Right.
B, you don't have to believe it.
Right.
And
right.
C, you don't have to own it or identify with that thought in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
I would say, and I'd like to know what you think about this.
Okay.
If you just practice that one thing, right? Make a distinct, and then what do you do? Okay, that's why I gave it the label, least action pathway. That's
yes.
just a least action pathway.
Yes.
Is it hard to transform oneself?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, transformation is instantaneous.
Yes.
Is it, does it take a long time? No. I mean, I'm saying no, because if we're really, you know, generating the reality that we want to live from,
yeah.
you know, if there is no, by the way, static reality, then from a quantum worldview, reality is context dependent.
Right, right.
Reality
exactly.
is dependent on the intent.
It really is. It certainly is. And,
so
and you
what
know,
you...
Yeah, go ahead.
But say your question again, because I want to make sure that we show how to create the intent for it.
Exactly. Well, we are running out of time. We have a hard break coming up with CBS News in a little bit here. But I want to also just, you know, let people know that if they pick up your book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World, you'll get more in-depth information, you know, about those principles. We were just talking about 21 principles and practices, you know, to sort of change your life, actually. So there's all these ideas that Diane's been talking about throughout the show, the infinite possibility, allowing, being in one conversation, the perspective of all perspectives, which is great, being centered. This is a biggie as well. You know, I want you guys to really check this out, because, you know, we've been talking about a lot of, you know, quantum theories here, quantum ideas, and expanding your mind. And once you, you know, really kind of get down into these principles in the book, you'll, you know, we're glossing over. We've been short because of the time limit, you know, but if you really want to get into this and help yourself with some of these tools, we're going to tell you how you can get a hold of the book. Diane, what's the best way for folks to find out more about you and order your book?
Thank you so much for saying that.
Sure.
And I just, you know, to complete, I don't even want to talk about me, but my website is DianeCollins.com, and it's Diane with two N's, DianeCollins. You'll find everything there. Articles, my blogs, to the Huffington Post, video, audio, all about Do You Quantum Think and how to get it, hardcover and all ebook. But just to say thank you so much for having me, and that when you make that distinction that you didn't choose those thoughts,
right,
that gives you the opportunity to choose your intent in that moment, and that will shift your state. I had to complete that for everyone.
Oh, and I appreciate that. It's true. You didn't make that thought. You're a receiver. You're getting a lot of possibilities out there. There are always open possibilities to everything. There's energies. Things are expanding, and you know, it's basically we get to choose, huh, Diane? We get to choose.
Yeah, and, you know, that really is.
Yeah.
So it's a question of getting that access so
right.
that you realize you're a choice. And
exactly.
I think that's really why this came through me to put it together this way. So what you're doing is you're actually, as you read, connecting to your own awareness.
Right.
And you're actually giving yourself something experiential, and it's in the experience where
it
the shift
is.
Happens.
It
do you
is.
Find that in your work? I know we're at the end of the show, but
no, I do. I absolutely do. That's one of my really main focus. The focus of the body of my work is really you have choices. You get to choose, and they're all coming out there. And what's going to make you feel better? And then we use different techniques. But your book here will really help folks out with their techniques. So, Diane, thank you so much for all you do for everyone. Blessings to you. And your wonderful husband as well.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you. All the best to you.
All right. Take good care now. And we'll keep in touch. And again, everybody, the show will be up in the archives starting tomorrow, so you can get more information and listen again. Take good care, Diane. Thanks so much for
you
being
too.
Here.
Thanks
all right.
again.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Again, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. It's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Comes right in here to the radio station. I'd love to hear from you, guys. Yeah, it's kind of heavy stuff, quantum thinking. You know, it's kind of heavy, but the book is not difficult or that complex to understand. It'll help you out and sort of give you a taste of the new world thinking. Yeah, we all want to jump into that. No more old world thinking. We gotta get to get ourselves in that new mindset. Of course, I'll be out of business, but that's okay. It's what it's all about, is helping everybody feel better and be happier and live fuller lives. As I always say, do take care of yourselves first, and then you'll be great for everyone else around you. That's the way it works in the world. Have a good one. Be back next week with more great LA Talk.
Got you on my mind again tonight.